Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Now this is normally a family show, but this evening we're going to play some naughty songs, some dirty songs, and do some swearing. Well, don't send the kids out of the room just yet. It's not quite as bad as that sounds. Here's Fletcher Henderson.
Thank you. what they say. With a smile they will tease me, so sweet, so nice. After a while they will freeze me, as cold as ice. Won't you please stop your teasing and put me wise to those naughty, naughty eyes.
There you have a set of naughty songs to start off this RRR-rated edition of the show. We started out with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and Naughty Man from a Vocalion 78 made on November 7, 1924. Next, it was the California Ramblers recording for Pathé as the Golden Gate Orchestra on August 20, 1925, and Make Those Naughty Eyes Behave, written by Maceo Pinkard and Edna Alexander, who wrote under the name Alex Beledna. That was followed by Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra recording in Chicago on August 23, 1928, and Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. That was written by Arthur Swanstrom, Charles McCarran, and Kerry Morgan. We finished up with Bob Herring and his orchestra with the vocal by our old friend Irving Kaufman and Naughty Eyes from February 19, 1929. Well, we had some mildly naughty songs in the first segment, but this segment we're going to get downright dirty. Here's Kerry Edwards.
With a dirty mistreater, he says he loves me too. And the way that man mistreats me, I don't know what to do. But I'm just wild about his loving. He gives me all I need. When my heart aches, he's got what it takes, and he's lifetime guaranteed. His name is Peter. He's a dirty mistreater. He's all over town, acting the clown. Still he says he loves no one but me. He ain't good looking, but I'm wild about his cooking. When the sun goes down, he's painting the town. These women just won't let him be. When I want excitement, oh, how he gives me that thrill. Don't you know he knows just how to love me? Until my fever turns to a chill. Be needy, da da do. Ba di da di da di da di di. Now he's running around, cooling them down, constantly mistreating me. Oh, do you know Peter? fever, tied to a chill. Bee dee da 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 da. A bee dee 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 da 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 do. He's running around, cooling them down, constantly mistreating me. Do you know, Peter? My sweet Peter. He's a red hot heater, a dirty mistreater. Still, he loves no one but me.
Thank you. what I got. Don't need advice, pack me a knife. Need a lot of love, cause I'm dirty hot.
New Orleans blues singer Edna Hicks, accompanied there on piano by Lemuel Fowler and a Lem Fowler composition, Wicked Dirty Fives, recorded by Vocalion on August 24, 1923. Edna Hicks was half-sister of Lizzie Miles, and by the time of this recording was already an established vaudeville performer since the early teens with her husband, William Benbow. She burned to death in an accident at just 29 years of age. Before Edna Hicks, it was Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra with Tommy Weir providing the vocal on Dirty Hot from a Banner 78 made July 2, 1930. That was preceded by another blues singer, Bessie Smith, on November 1, 1929, and her own composition, Dirty No Gooders Blues. We began that set of dirty songs with Carrie Edwards, accompanied by Cliff Jackson on piano and her own composition, You Dirty Mistreater. That Columbia 78 was recorded on March 9, 1932. My wife tells a story about when she was a little girl of having her mouth washed out with soap by her mother for uttering what in their home in Texas were known as bywords. Not actual swear words, but substitutes. Words like heck or darn or shucks, but which really meant... and... W.C. Fields had the best one with Godfrey Daniel, which of course was his euphemism for... Now I hope I don't get my mouth washed out with soap for that and for playing the following records. Here's Chick Bullock.
Perfectly, yeah.
You're so gosh darn charming.
to look at you, honey, mercy. Ah, that's quite enough for me. Smiles that you gave me, yes, yes. They made me feel that nothing now can save me. Nothing can save me. I'm aware, so aware, there's danger if I care too much. Ah, but oh, baby, you're so darn charming.
Says too, I've a ton of inspiration and the whole darn thing's for you. From my lips sweet words are stealing, meant for someone I love true. In my heart a tender feeling and the whole darn thing's for you. Supposing I told you that you could make my dreams come true. Supposing I told you, would it really mean a thing to you? I've a home in preparation with a room all done in blue for a newly found relation and the whole darn thing's for you.
Thank you.
written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert, that was Don Howard with Ben Selvin's Columbia Studio Band, the Columbia Photo Players, and The Whole Darn Thing's For You. You heard a bit of Benny Goodman on clarinet on that April 9th, 1930 recording. That was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm, and You're So Darn Charming. That Johnny Burke Harold Spina song was recorded on August 20th, 1935. We began that set with Chick Bullock and the Hi-Hatters, and It's the Darndest Thing. Jimmy McHugh wrote the tune and Dorothy Fields the lyrics. Victor recorded that on September 18, 1931. Now, there are lots of double entendre songs from the 20s and 30s, particularly blues songs, that can be interpreted in two ways. I have some modest examples here, but this being a family show, I assure you we're talking about writing implements, jewelry, felines, and kitchen appliances. Now get your mind out of the gutter as we hear from Lil Johnson.
Bashful boy in love with Mary Green. She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen. I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do my stuff when I see her tonight. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. I've got something that she's fondest of. Now I know that she has had it before, and Mary's a gal that all the fellas adore. I'll let her take it right in her hand, 'cause I know she'll stroke it so grand. Like Jack and Jill, we'll both get a thrill when I give it to Mary with love. My little kitten, I'll give it to Mary with love. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. She's my sweet, cute turtle dove. About my loving, she's always been keen. She'll say when I give it, it's the finest she's seen. She'll think of it long after I'm gone. I'm gonna put it right where it belongs. Like Cleo and Mark, we'll spoon in the park. When I give it to Mary with love, I mean a necklace, I'll give it to Mary with love. When I do it, I may need a shove. Because you see, I'm so bashful and shy. I'm afraid she'll take it from some other guy. I want to be her number one man and give it the best that I can. I'll be daring and dashing, for she's my passion. When I give it to Mary with love, I mean a diamond. I'll give it to Mary with love.
Now listen here, folks, that one thing shows. My old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I lay down in my bed just to write a line. I could feel my old pencil drooping, falling all the time because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I gets out of my bed, down on the floor. I'd wind by my old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I met a hot mama, I want to love her so bad. I lost all the lead in my pencil I had. Now the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I hugged and I kissed her all last night. It wasn't nothing doing, my old pencil wouldn't write because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. You sure can tell when a man's pencil is wrong. His mama's always tipping from home because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. Now listen here, man, you ought to know. You can't write for that woman, you have to let her go because your lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more, 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 more. Thank you.
we get set, I stroke it every chance I get. It's my girl's pussy, seldom plays and never purrs, and I love the thoughts it stirs, but I don't mind because it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. It's never dirty, always clean, in giving thrills, never mean. But it's the best I've ever seen, is my girl's pussy.
He goes out at night and returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always dry and warm.
I bring tidbits that it loves. We still like to turtle doves. I take care to remove my gloves when stroking my girl's pussy.
It's been recorded more recently by Ian Whitcomb and R. Crum and his Cheap Suit Serenaders, but there you have the original, Harry Roy and his Bat Club Boys in 1931 and My Girl's Pussy, written by Harry Roy. Before that, we heard blues musician Armenter Chatman, better known as Bo Carter, accompanying himself on guitar and My Pencil Won't Write No More from June 4, 1931. Carter wrote a number of other such bawdy songs, including Banana in Your Fruit Basket, Pin in Your Cushion, Your Biscuits Are Big Enough for Me, and Please Warm My Wiener, but risque songs were not all he did. We heard Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike, and I'm Gonna Give It to Mary with Love, a private recording from around October 25, 1933. We started off that double entendre set with Lil Johnson, whose stove is in good condition. Lil Johnson was accompanied on her composition by Black Bob on piano, Big Bill Brunsey on guitar, and an unidentified string bass player. We're going to start off the last set of this less-than-G-rated version of the show with some more bywords. Here's the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Thank you.
Mustn't cry, mustn't fight, no sir. Just walk around, keep knocking on wood, and don't give a good gosh darn. Shouldn't moan, shouldn't groan, am I right? Yes, sir. Just walk around, keep knocking on wood, and don't give a good gosh darn. Sing, you've got to sing, smile at anything. What if you are broke? Life is just a joke, but laugh at life, laugh at love, when love flies out the window. Don't you stop it, let it go, don't you dare to worry so. Don't give a hoot, don't give a hang, and don't give a good gosh darn.
We started this final segment of the show with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and By Heck, By Heck. That Brunswick 78 is from June 13, 1933, and was followed by Jan Garber in his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on Don't Give a Good Gosh Darn, recorded here in Los Angeles on December 15, 1936. We finished up with Joe Venuti and his Blue Four and Hell's Bells and Hallelujah, recorded in London on September 20, 1934. Oh, hell, did I just say hell? I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for our 10th anniversary show. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.